1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin State Assembly passed legislation seeking to regulate data centers on Tuesday. The proposed bill passed mostly along party lines, with Republican lawmakers saying it balances the strategic and economic benefits of data centers and artificial intelligence with the environmental and energy demand concerns of residents. They say the bill aims to protect the state's land and water, as well as preventing residents from being hit with higher energy bills to cover the increased demands of the data center facilities. Democratic state lawmakers criticized the proposal, calling it severely underdeveloped after being introduced to the state assembly just a couple of weeks ago. They say it does not give the Wisconsin Public Service Commission the authority needed to protect residents from increased energy rates and does not sufficiently hold corporations accountable. Wisconsin Public Service Commission officials also weighed in on the bill, saying it could create confusion or even open the state up to litigation. Governor Tony Evers is not expected to sign the bill in its current form. Democratic state lawmakers have introduced new legislation seeking to modernize collective bargaining rights for UW Health employees. The legislation, dubbed the Patient Care and Worker Freedom Act, was proposed by State Senator Jeff Smith and State Representative Lisa Suback. The lawmakers say the bill is meant to ensure healthcare workers are able to collectively bargain for fair pay, reasonable hours, and a safe working environment so they can provide their patients with the highest quality of care possible. If passed into law, the legislation would restore full collective bargaining rights under the Wisconsin Employment Peace Act for UW Health employees and allow those employees full collective bargaining representation. It would also clearly define collective bargaining unit structures for different types of employees, like nurses, physicians, and clerical staff, as well as improving communication structures for union employees. In the event that no collective bargaining deal is in place, union employees and UW Health officials would need to provide advance notice for strikes or lockouts to ensure stability in patient care. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
It's the Bucks and the Nuggets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks take on the Denver Nuggets tonight at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee's lost four of their last five games, including Wednesday at home against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Bobby Portis on what he saw on the tape of that game.
I think just overall, you always want to just take care of the ball, especially against teams like that, scrappy teams that kind of feed off transition baskets and things. So kind of sad we didn't take care of the ball, get out to a good start early, and they kind of just, you know, pour it onto the rest of the game. Wish we would have, you know, took care of the ball better.
College hoops. Another win for Wisconsin. The Badgers beat Penn State 98-71 last night in Pennsylvania. Wisconsin has now won five in a row. They'll host the USC Trojans on Sunday. NFL. The Packers' search for a new defensive coordinator continues. Matt LaFleur interviewed former Packers defensive back Al Harris. Harris has been a secondary coach for the Chiefs, the Cowboys, and currently for the Chicago Bears. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The cold is brutal this morning, and it's not going to warm up much today either. Mostly sunny with a high between 5 and 10 below zero today. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low from 15 to 20 below zero. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high hovering either side of zero. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your La Crosse News Roundup from WLCX. Find more news anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.